Hello, my name is Miikka Eriksson, and I'm presenting here an article written together with Hanna Vuojärvi of a case study that focused on meaningful work-based learning and the use of mobile information and communication technologies in vocational tourism education. The aim was to reveal how teaching and tutoring as well as learning are realized, and how the use of smartphones supports the realization of meaningful learning characteristics during work-based learning periods. The context of the study is tourism education and the companies where students' work-based learning takes place. Tourism jobs are usually based in small companies where one person might be responsible of a wide array of tasks, from marketing to taking customers on rafting trips. Learning for tourism students is also often scattered as they may shift places and spaces several times a day, from a classroom to a hiking trail. Therefore, especially in Finnish Lapland, work in the context of tourism is commonly highly mobile and fits well the different aspects of mobile learning. We used a design-based research framework and collected data through learning journals written by students and their qualitative interviews. The results were used to develop a practice-oriented pedagogical model for meaningful work-based learning. The model visualizes the roles of students, teachers, and companies involved in work-based learning. It also considers the meaningful learning characteristics that can be amplified through the use of mobile ICTs and the outcomes of the work-based learning for each stakeholder. The model suggests structuring work-based learning through four interactive negotiations involving a student, a teacher, and a company, to assure that each student has clearly formulated learning goals and also possibilities to pursue those goals regardless of the mobility of their work or the facilities during their work-based learning period. As a qualitative case study, the aim was not to obtain generalizable results, but to focus on assessing and developing teaching and learning on a more local level. Although the context of this study is tourism education, we see no obstacles in testing and developing this pedagogical model also in other fields of vocational training.